Good morning, class. I just wanted to spend the first couple minutes clearing up three issues. None is a major conceptual issue, but we like to focus on details and get them right, get them correct here as well. Firstly, I misdrew a reaction last time that described why RNA is alkali labile, i.e., if we have high pH, we call that an alkali pH, or an alkaline pH, actually, to use the adjective. And we said that hydroxyl groups can cause the cleavage of the phosphodiester bonds of RNA, but not DNA. And the way I describe that happening is that the alkali group causes the formation of this five-membered ring right here, two carbons, two oxygens, and a phosphate, and that resolves eventually to this, where there's no longer any connection with the ribonucleoside monophosphate below. And I drew it like this, without an oxygen. And that's a no-no, because in fact, in truth, and as many of you picked up, this reverts to a 2' hydroxyl. So please note, there was a mistake there. There's also a couple other mistakes. For example, in the textbook, it gives you the impression that when you polymerize nucleic acids, you use a monophosphate to do so. And if you listened to my lecture last time, that doesn't make any sense, because you need to invest the energy of a triphosphate in order to create enough energy, to generate enough energy for the polymerization. The textbook is incorrect there. Textbooks are written by people, for better or worse, and as such, like everything else, they are mortal, infallible. So the truth of the matter is, when you're polymerizing DNA or RNA, you need one of the four ribonucleoside or deoxyribonucleoside triphosphates in order to donate the energy that makes possible this polymerization. And please note that as a mistake in the book. Recall, as I said last time, the fact that ATP is really the currency of energy in the cell, and that its energy is stored in this coiled up, in this pent up spring, where the mutual electrostatic repulsion between the three negatively charged phosphates carries within it enormous potential energy. And some of that potential energy can be realized during the synthesis or polymerization of nucleic acids by cleaving this bond here. One can also generate potential energy by cleaving this bond here. This is the alpha, the beta, and the gamma phosphate, and cleavage of either can create substantial energy, which in turn can, as we'll indicate shortly, be invested in other reactions, the reaction of polymerization. A second point I'd like to make to you is the following, and you'd say it's kind of a coincidence. The currency of energy in the cell is ATP, adenosine triphosphate. We see its structure here. And this happens to be one of the four precursors of the RNA. So the same molecule is used in these two different ostensibly unrelated applications. One, to polymerize, to make RNA, where genetic information is stored and conveyed. Or alternatively, it's used here in this context in order to serve as a currency for energy. High energy is ATP. ADP with a little lower energy, AMP, monophosphate, with even lower energy. And you might ask yourself, scratch your head and say, why is the same molecule used for these two different things? In fact, there are yet other applications of these ribonucleosides, which also seem to be unrelated to the storage or the conveyance of genetic information. And it is believed, probably correctly, that the reason why the same molecule is used for these totally different applications is that early in the evolution of life on this planet, there really were a rather small number of biological molecules that existed. Indeed, as we'll mention again later, it's probably the case that the first organisms didn't use DNA as genomes. It's an article of faith with us that one stores genetic information in DNA molecules, and I implied that quite explicitly last time. But the fact of the matter is, it's probably the case that the first organisms, the first precellular life forms, used RNA as the genetic material, RNA to store things, replicating RNA via double-stranded RNA molecules as a way of archiving genetic information.